Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning. I think we're all awake with the brisk morning out there.
Yes, it is brisk.
So this morning, I wanted to talk about acetaminophen, better known as Tylenol, the brand name. And a lot of people are familiar with it. A lot of people take it. We've talked about Tylenol in the past. This is a newer research study that came out about Tylenol. And it's estimated in this study that almost 25% of Americans take Tylenol every week. So that could be different people every week or whatever, but approximately 25% of us consume Tylenol every single week. So this obviously applies to a large group of us. And the important thing to realize, in addition to the fact that Tylenol does control inflammation, it does lower a fever, it does help mediate pain, which is probably the main reason people take it. But there are effects, and they aren't all good effects. And what this study was looking at is the effects on us emotionally. And what it found is that it tends to blunt both our negative and positive affect. And so what that means is we don't see things quite as positive as we normally do, and we don't see things quite as negative as we normally do. And consequently, what this showed is we're more likely to take risks in our lives. And what they noted in the study, two major areas of our lives. Number one, driving. Most of us, you know, with 25% of us being on Tylenol, we might make that risky move in traffic. So next time you get mad at somebody pulling out in front of you, you can just say, well, they must be on Tylenol today. And chalk it up to that. But the other thing is straight Tylenol is one thing, but Tylenol is in a lot of our medications. And they also noted that so many times we're presented with a medical decision and we're on Tylenol to control that pain, and we might not be making the best decision at that time, or a decision that we would normally make, because that Tylenol is reducing our cognitive level of assessing the potential risks. And so keep that in mind, and maybe consult, you know, a loved one or your spouse or what have you, and you know, get their advice in these situations, as well as if you've been taking Tylenol, maybe ask someone else to drive if that is a possibility, or just be mindful of that and say, maybe I shouldn't pull out in front of that car, or maybe I shouldn't pass this car, or what have you. So these are real things. It was, like I say, published in a peer-reviewed journal, and there's quite a bit of hurdles to get through to get published in a peer-reviewed journal. So be aware of this aspect, and be aware of your decisions. You know, don't be making that YouTube video, jumping off the roof onto a trampoline or what have you.
Yeah.
And most importantly, just be safe and prevent some of those risky decisions, especially when you're on Tylenol.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.